practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way by way of radio or the computer or the telephone, however you might be listening to us today. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and I thank you. I truly do thank you for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord today in spirit and in truth. And so we're going to begin with a song entitled, Let There Be Praise.
Praise the Lord, give Him the glory. Lift your voice, let there be praise. Praise the Lord, give Him the glory. Lift your voice, let there be praise.
Lift your voice and let there be praise.
Let there be praise, let there be joy.
Indeed, let there be praise. And of course, this is the Lord's Day, Sunday, the first day of the week, when Christians all around the world gather together to worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith. And I trust that you will find yourself in a good, solid, Bible-believing church today where you can do exactly that. If you don't have a church to attend, we would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, where we will be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. We would love to have you come out and be a part of us. And we would encourage you to go to our website and check out our ministry. That address is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. There's a lot of material on there, but there is also information about our media ministries. We are on radio, television, the internet. We are on Facebook, and we would like to invite you to like us and share us on Facebook. But we have a ministry here that has the goal to reach out to people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can ever help you do that, we would encourage you to get in contact with us. If you have a prayer request today, please call it in. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. Now, I see by the clock on the wall that there's probably nobody in the office at this time, but there will be later on, in just about an hour or so, actually. But in all reality, we will listen to that request, whatever it may be, and we will take it to God's throne of grace on your behalf. We love to pray for people. I love to pray for people, and we would love to pray for you today. But certainly, our goal, our desire, is that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. Do you? The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I invite you right now, right there by the radio or the device with which you are listening to the program, and call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you do that, contact us here at the church, and we will freely send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Once again, our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for giving us another week. Another week when we've had the opportunity to see your blessing, to see your strength, even as we've gone through the various trials of this week. I thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to have another session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference this week. It was a blessing, Lord, and we give you the glory for that. But this morning I pray for each person there by the radio. You know their need, particularly you know their spiritual need. And if there is one who has never yet trusted Christ as Savior, I pray that today will be that time. But then for the believers who are listening, encourage them, strengthen them, equip them, and prepare their hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth today. And truly, Lord, I do pray that everybody under the sound of my voice who is able to do so will find themselves in a good, solid, Bible-believing church today where they can worship you along with others of like precious faith and grow in the grace and the knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, the Bible is filled with promises. There are many promises in the Word of God, probably more than we can count. And they are all, in one way, shape, or form, applicable to us. That's why we need to read the Bible. That's why we need to study the Bible, to find out what those promises are, and then stand on those promises, because the Word of God teaches us that all of the promises of God are yea and amen. Yes, we can stand on the promises that God gives to us.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, where the Word of God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. And now, before I deliver a message from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31 on glorifying God, we're going to listen to one of the old hymns of the faith, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms."
What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in the pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Everlasting arms, leaning on Jesus Christ, my Savior. safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus Christ, my Savior, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on the
You know, I was just thinking as the Wilers were singing that song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, that there will be a lot of you today who could go to church, but you will not, correct? You know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but it's been a long, long time since you've been in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. I don't know why you haven't been attending. That's between you and the Lord. But you know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That means you. If you are a Christian and you've not been attending church, then you are dishonoring God. Now, certainly we should not want to go to church because of an obligation. We should want to go to church because we love God, because we love God's people, because we want to obey God. But for some reason, you perhaps have not been in church for a long, long time. Can I encourage you to go to church today? Come to us at Faith Baptist Church of Altoona or another church of your choice, but go to one where the Word of God is preached. Allow God to speak to your heart and get back involved in a good habit, a good practice of attending church on a regular basis. Turn in your Bible today to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31 if you have a copy of God's Word close. I realize that some of you may be traveling or having breakfast or getting dressed and getting ready to go to church, and you cannot necessarily turn in your copy of the Scriptures. So perhaps you can just listen carefully as I read to you a very brief but a very significant verse of Scripture. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31 where the Word of God says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." May I repeat that again, please? "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." As we look at that particular verse of Scripture, we realize that the Apostle Paul was speaking to the Christians at the Church of Corinth. Now, the Church of Corinth was an interesting church. They had very, very many spiritual issues there. I counted it one day, and there were at least 13 major spiritual issues that the believers at Corinth were facing. And so the Apostle Paul was writing to them to correct them, to straighten them up, to get them on the right path, as it were. And as a part of that instruction that he was giving to them, the Spirit of God led him to give this particular admonition. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." And you know, that admonition that was given to them nearly 2,000 years ago is an admonition to you and to me today. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, then your goal, your purpose for life should be to glorify God, no matter what you do, whether it's eating or drinking. Now, in this context, that would have to do with eating and drinking around the Lord's table and so forth, or even fellowship with other believers. But the point remains true. No matter what we do, we should do it all, every bit of it, to the glory of God. To your knowledge, have you done anything this week that has not been to the glory of God? Have you thought anything this week that has not been to the glory of God? This is Sunday morning. God would love to have you in church. Do you realize that if you don't go and you could, you are not glorifying God? Because God wants you to be in a good, solid, Bible-believing church today? This is a very clear admonition that every Christian needs to take to heart. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." A couple of questions as it relates to that admonition. Number one, what does it mean to glorify God? Well, first of all, it means to exalt Him. In our lives as Christians, We have no right, we have no business to exalt other people, places, or things, including self, apart from God. Everything that we should do, everything that we do do, should exalt Him, should lift Him up, should give Him the praise. We opened the program this morning with that old hymn, Let There Be Praise. And so you see, that's something that every one of us should do on a regular basis as Christians, which means that we should promote Him as we go throughout the course of our life. We should promote His Word. We should promote what He's done for us through Jesus Christ on the cross. We should let others know about Him, who He is, what He expects, and how He operates. But then we should obey Him. God has given us His Word that we might get to understand what it takes to please Him, what it takes to do His will. And so as we read His Word on a regular basis, which indeed we must do, and it could very well be that some of you are kind of slack on that practice, but as we read the Word of God, we are to obey the Word of God, and every time we read the Word of God and obey the Word of God, then we are glorifying God. So, to glorify God means to exalt Him, means to promote Him, it means to obey Him. But how does one glorify God? Well, there are some questions that I think that we need to ask that will lead us to glorifying God, that will lead us to pleasing God, that will lead us to doing His will. Again, the verse says, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Here are some questions to ask that will help you and help me to glorify God. Number one, is what I am going to do biblically based? In other words, can I go back to the Word of God and find where the Word of God tells me to do it? If the Word of God does not tell me to do it, whether by direct command or principle, then I should not do it. If it does tell me to do it, whether by direct command or principle, I should do it. The second question is it the will of God? Is it the will of God? God is never glorified when we don't do His will. I've been talking quite a bit this morning about going to church. Is it God's will for you to go to church? Well, sure it is. If you just decide to stay home or go to the golf course or go out to the lake when you should be going to church, is that glorifying God? I would hardly think so. And so the question is it the will of God will lead you to understanding what God's will is so that you can glorify Him? Thirdly, another question to ask when determining whether or not something is glorifying God is this: is it God honoring? By doing what you are going to do, or by doing what you are doing, is God the one who's being lifted up and worshiped and praised? If not, then God's not being glorified. There's another question, and it's sort of tied into this one, and that is what you are doing selfless or selfish? Is it selfless or selfish? In other words, is what you are doing putting self aside to honor God, or is what you are doing, you're doing it to build yourself up, to simply please yourself? You're not thinking about what God wants. You're not thinking about how others would be affected by it. You just want to build yourself up. Well, if that's the case, God is not being glorified. And then finally, is it edifying to others? The Bible teaches us that as Christians, we've got the responsibility to build others up in their walk with the Lord. And so in everything we do, whether we eat or whether we drink, we need to ask, is this going to be a spiritual encouragement to others? If it is, let's do it. If it's not, let's not do it. The final question I asked this morning that we all could ask as it relates to doing the glory of God, or doing all to the glory of God, is this: what is the significance of glorifying God? We know the Bible says it. Again, I repeat 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. What is the significance of glorifying God? Well, number one, it is our real purpose. Do you realize that as Christians, our number one purpose is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever? as the old Westminster Confession of Faith says? You see, in this life that we live, particularly after we've come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, our responsibility is not to please ourselves. Our responsibility is not even to please others as a number one goal. Now, certainly, we should do what we can to edify others and to please others. But ultimately, every thought, every action, every activity that we get involved with is to glorify God, to lift Him up, to exalt Him, to promote Him, to obey Him. Can you say that you're doing that in your life? The second significant fact of glorifying God is tied into that, and that is, if we live to the glory of God, then it will bring rewards from the Lord Jesus Christ when we as Christians stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And those rewards, understand, that are given to us for faithfully serving Him here on earth. But what are we going to do with those rewards? The Bible teaches us that we will be casting them at the feet of Jesus to further exalt Him. And so even the rewards that we will receive from Christ for serving the Lord will in turn be placed at His feet to glorify Him forever. And so the significance of glorifying God is that it is our real purpose here in life now, as well as in life for all of eternity. So think about this today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Trust Christ as Savior and glorify Him. Live for Christ as Lord and glorify Him, and watch God work in your life. Thank you so much for joining me today. Until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.